shot and slap it on the meat, and then gives you a flavor. That's about the way you all do too, I expect, isn't it? That's southern barbecue cooking. The Dingoes still do a lot of barbecuing around here, but they don't know how to do it. You almost have to find a white man who knows how to do it right.
Well, say if you had some company over for a meal and you didn't want them to wait until something was passed to them, you'd probably tell them to go ahead.
Go ahead and start eating. Don't wait on us. Go ahead and start eating, and we'll catch up with you later or something like that.
The people around here say, go ahead and help yourself.
Yeah.
Well, what if you were at a meal and somebody passed you some food that you weren't too crazy about?
I'd just pass it on. I wouldn't make any comment. I'd say no thanks, and I'd just pass it on and not comment on it. If they insisted on it, I'd say, well, I tell you, I haven't been feeling too well lately, and it disagrees. I love it, and it's just good, but I just can't.
Another little white lie.
That's about the best way to get out of it, because sometimes you might offend your host or hostess by declining their favorite dish. Sometimes they'll insist on it. If they insist too much, I'll just put some on the plate and not eat it.
One way
to know it. Yeah. I'll feed it to the dog. Mm-hmm. If I have to have a dog running around the room.
Yeah. Well, what would you call food that's been cooked and served a second time?
Warmed over food, not hand-me-down. Now that's talking about old clothes.
Yeah.
Let's see, food warmed over dinner, or something like that.
Have you ever heard of any dish that you would make by taking some cornmeal and boiling it in hot water, maybe add a little salt, eating it that way?
Cornmeal, well, let's see, isn't that corn pone?
Corn pone?
Yeah, I think.
Is that kind of salt, soupy stuff?
Oh, no. Corn pone is like, almost like cornbread. I mean, if it's kind of a soup material, I don't know. I'm not familiar with that.
What about mush?
Mush? I don't know. I reckon it would be mush. No, we don't have that around here. At least I'm not familiar with it.
Well, what about this stuff that is made with the whole kernels of corn? You used to hear about people making it by the wash pot pool down south.
Made out of whole?
You get a can nowadays. Some of it's white, some of it's yellow.
Corn, it's just made out of corn seed.
All puffed up and salted up.
Oh, hominy? Yeah, that's hominy.
What about that other food that's distinctively southern? A lot of people like to have it for breakfast instead of hash browns.
Well, oatmeal, not oatmeal, but cream of wheat.
What about,
Let's see, now Atlanta, Georgia is where they serve that food, isn't it?
What's that, cream of wheat?
Yeah.
I was thinking about grits.
Grits? Oh, yeah, they have grits for breakfast over there in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.